Now, when did you start getting the feeling that the layoff was going to be coming?
Well, I think it was just the general, of course, reading the papers.
Mm-hmm.
You do that from the paper. And from the general feeling around the plant. It wasn't so much what was said as the feeling that, you know, you could see the difference in people. There wasn't that push and the trying to do more all the time. It was a slowdown. So there was another experience I don't forget because, you know, the jets were also built during the time that I was out there. And we kept saying, oh, I'd really like to see one of those planes, you know. I was standing out in front of the plant, and one went over our heads, and I'll bet we lifted up that bar because of the noise all of a sudden, you know. So that was my first experience with a jet. It was interesting to be first with something, you know, see just how things change.
Mm-hmm. Now, some of the women have talked, this was out at Lockheed and Burbank, about when the plane would come rolling off the line and be taken out by the test pilot, then everyone streaming out to watch it take off. Do you recall that at all?
No. You see, Volte wasn't as big a plant as some of them. Volte put out a lot of trainer planes.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't put out the big planes at all. They only worked on parts of the big planes. And then they were put together someplace else. See, Volte went in with the Consolidated in San Diego, and Consolidated put out the bigger planes.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we didn't do that. So we didn't have any of that experience. That would be something.
What percentage of the workers, would you say, during the war years were women at Volte, finally?
Well, it must have been 75% at least.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, the men were the ones that were doing the more classified work, the things that take years to learn.
And by the end, do you have a sense of what percentage of the women were black and Mexican?
I don't know, but there were quite a few,
we'll
put that.
Mm-hmm.
It was, as I say, the Mexican people were treated just the way we were.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you didn't get a division. It was, they were classified white.
Mm-hmm.
And you never thought about them as Chicanos and things like that. You never heard the word Chicano. And it was Mexican people. They did their job and they were very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be paid the same thing that we would be paid. And the black people, they were discriminated against terribly.
Do you think that they were not paid the same as you?
Oh, well, the black people weren't discriminated against over there, but in other parts of the city and things like that, they were.
Did you ever have any black or Mexican women on your immediate?
Not on these particular jobs, but as I say, when these black people were beginning to come in pretty steadily, then I was taken off of this, and I went over to show them how to do a smaller type of assembly work, get them started in working on things, getting used to working with people and like that. So the only difference I could see with them was that they were inclined to get very angry at things. Maybe they hadn't understood something, and they would get very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't do that to me. There was something about the way I worked with them that they didn't get so upset with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my job for a while. But again, that was a good experience, too.
Tell me about receiving your layoff notice. Do you remember how that process worked?
Well, it's just slip of paper saying it wouldn't be needed again.
Because you, by that time, you had an awful lot of seniority. You were one of the very early women coming in, it seems, weren't you?
Well, there were other women there when I came in. I wasn't the first by any means. And there were, as they say, I worked 3 years, so that would be about 42. And I was often I went to work in the spring, and I was off in October.
At 45.
Let's see, September. It might have been September.
Had there been many people already laid off by the time you received your notice?
Most of us went at the same time. Mm-hmm. You see, the work quit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a matter that there was no more work. There were a few jobs that they kept open probably for some, but most of the women were off then, and men too. It wasn't discriminatory. It was what they happened to have left.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did you feel when you received your notice?
Well, it didn't bother me a bit. I was ready to go home. I was tired.
Mm-hmm. Some women have said that even though they knew it was going to happen, they felt kind of a letdown when they did when it happened.
No, I didn't feel that way because I had looked forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that it would be coming, and I didn't feel a letdown. The experience was interesting, but I couldn't have kept it up forever. It was too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why with my daughter, I felt that if she wanted to work, she should be trained to do something where she would be paid good money, but not that type of physical work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what she did.
Now, tell me, before I ask you more about the years after the war, is there more about the war years or the war work that you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
What was that?
I'm wondering, before we talk about after the war, if there's more about the war years or the war work that we hadn't covered.
No, I think we pretty well covered it. I think that pretty well covers it. It was difficult in getting food and things, the shortages, and being able to get it when I was working. Laverne was in school, and she would have to go. Sometimes they wouldn't sell some of the things to a child.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the hard part. But otherwise, we did all right.
Mm-hmm. Now, so tell me what your life was like coming back home.
Well, then I just had to sort of try to get myself straightened up again and get back in the groove. But I was always busy. My daughter became more busy in different things, and I would be busy with her. So there was always something to do then. She belonged to the Civil Air Patrol for a while, and then she belonged to the Rainbow Girls. And so it was always work. That's a group that is sponsored by the Masons and Easter Stars, mm-hmm. a teenage group. So that kept me busy then doing things.
It sounds like you resumed a lot of your Eastern Star activity.
Yes, very much so. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Things that I couldn't do while I was working, and I did that mm-hmm. afterwards. So,
is there any way that you think going and doing the war work affected your home life or your relationship with your husband? Did it change things at all?
No. He had to get used to the fact that his wife worked. He was one of these men that never wanted his wife to work. My husband was German, and he was brought up with the idea that the man made the living, you know. A woman didn't do that. But he found that it was a pretty good idea at that time.
Was it a source of conflict then when you did go to work?
No, it wasn't a conflict. Mm-hmm. We had discussed it. Mm-hmm. And as I say, I couldn't have done it if he didn't help mm-hmm. me. So once I made up my mind to do it, and I started, then it was a necessity
mm-hmm.
because he would have had to do something else. We couldn't live on what he was making.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it goes.
So he was relieved when you were back home, though.
Yes. Yes, he was glad when I came back home.
Was there carryover in any way from things that you learned at work into your activities at home or in the community?
Well, it would probably have made me a little more efficient in using tools.
Mm-hmm.
I could always use any kind of tools I wanted to. So that's probably the one thing. Mm-hmm. Was at that time I had muscles stuck out here like that. My hands were a mess. But It really, as I say, it's hard work. You're going to get muscles. But anyway, it was good. I'm glad I did it.
Over the course of the years afterwards, did you think at any point ever, did you think about going to work again?
No, no. As I say, I never felt that I needed to. And if I'd had to, it would have been different. But I didn't. We had enough to get along on. And I had a mother at home that needed different things, and I helped do things for her, and my own daughter to do things for, and my husband. I kept very busy at home. And it wasn't a bad word to say you were a housewife either. You know, it was considered it was a job that needed to be done too. So,
what we talked earlier about other friends of yours going into work during the war years, though you were the only one who went into defense work. After the war, did they quit these other jobs they had, or did they continue working?
Well, some of them kept the jobs if the job was there and they could do it. Some of them, like some of them working in stores, they kept on working. And some of them that didn't have as many responsibilities at home, especially, then they worked. So because they liked to get out and work too. So, but they weren't doing the hard physical work that I was doing. Many times they come home, lay down on the couch. I was so tired. So you're on the go from the time you get there in the morning until you leave at night, and I'd be tired by the time I got home.
Now, you mentioned before that at that time, housewife wasn't a dirty word, but you, on the other hand, did talk to your daughter about if she was going to work to get herself better trained in order to pursue something that would pay well. What was your feeling about women going into the workforce and working after they were married and had a family?
Oh, I always felt that if they needed to do that, then that was their choice. And it was up to them. But I just felt with my own daughter, especially after I worked, and realized that if I had to work all the time, I would be very limited on what I could do. It's not that I couldn't learn to do something else. I think I would be capable of doing that. But with her, we always talked. We never talked about school without saying, well, after you're through college, we can do this or that or the other thing. It was, we talked of college as just being a part of what she would be doing. And that way she always kept through high school with the idea that she would go on to college. And she studied then too. She had one advantage. After the war, government sent out people to examine the different students to see what they were most capable of doing, what their qualifications could be and what they would like. And she had always thought she wanted to be a scientist. But I knew that what she really wanted would be, to say, to work out in the field and out, you know, with like through a museum or something like that. But the jobs are very, very limited. And but this man talking to her, and when she took the test, he told her that she was just a natural teacher and that she should follow through with that type of thing. So she did, and it has proven to be right. She never had any problem with a job. They just offered her jobs wherever she was. And then she kept going into psychology, just taking extra courses. She was taking psychology, and they kept pushing her into higher classes in psychology because she had a natural trend toward that. And so that's what she ended up doing. It wasn't what she thought she wanted to do.
Did she marry?
Yes, she is married, but she doesn't have children. So that's her child.
What things have changed so much for women today now. If you were a young woman starting out today, what would you do? How would you plan and live your life, do you think?
Well, I think I would probably plan on some kind of training for some type of work. But you see, in those days, my folks didn't have much money, and college would have been out of the question. And it wasn't considered something that you just did. You know, it was quite a deal for a woman to go to college in those days. They just didn't all do it. So I getting married so young, well, I didn't do it.
If you were a young woman starting out today, what do you think you would try and educate yourself or train yourself to do?
Well, it would probably be in the teaching field. I feel that would be something I would sooner do. So, I don't know.
How do you feel about some of the changes that have been occurring for women in the past 10 or so years?
Well, I feel that it's fine, except that I don't think that they should try to force people to hire a woman in a job that she isn't capable of doing. My son-in-law works with a telephone company, and if a woman has seniority, they have to put her into a job, and maybe she isn't capable of doing that job. And that, I think, is wrong. I think, here again, it's a basis of what you can do. It's not just being there. I think a woman has to be paid a comparable amount of money, and she shouldn't be discriminated against if the job is an equal job that she can do. But there again, they shouldn't have to put her into something that she can't do, and then the rest have to struggle along to do that. So I think there can be good and bad in all things. And it certainly is better that they can get more money. I can remember a time when a woman, if a teacher, if she got married, she had to quit. And if she should just teach and not say she was married, she could get away with it. She could have her job, but they wouldn't hire a married woman. So that's going back a long time.
Well, in some states, it's not that far back. During the Depression, that was true in many states.
Yes, well, it was here. I'm sure this is where I remember it more, because they were leaving the jobs open for the men. They felt they needed them. But, of course, there are some women that need to work as badly as the men. So I think it should be on the basis of the person and what they need to do and their capabilities and all. I just don't believe that a company should have to do something that wouldn't be right. That's happened.
Is there anything else that you would like to add or that we should discuss that we haven't talked about that would help to place your experience in the proper context and record all those things that you do remember?
I think we've covered it pretty well. The one thing that when I first read this, I thought that that a younger person couldn't understand how we felt during the war years and the patriotism, the feeling of patriotism. But when these people were let out of Iran, and then the swell of pride that went all over the country and the feeling, I thought, well, now, if something happened, they would respond again. And there you would have the patriotism and the willing to work that we had during the war, I'm sure. And when I first called in about this, I didn't feel that. It was only when these people were let out of Iran and the reaction to that I realized that with a little help with the television and all, that they would be right back ready to defend their country.
Well, there was another thing, I think, that in response to the newspaper article, you mentioned a few things upsetting you about it. One was the issue about patriotism. But I remember from when one of my staff did the phone interview with you, you said that you were particularly had a particular interest in the research because you wanted to give the housewife's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you feel that you've been able to do that.
I think so. I think mainly was the fact, as I say, this sentence, now this, as you say, this was probably the newspaper writing this, but this sentence was what teed me off, because it's sort of to me like a letdown, like, where women is so passive that they did whatever they were told, or was the culture such that they had no choice. Well, it's sort of like, well, we report on them things, you know. And that I didn't like, because that wasn't the attitude. The women got out and worked because they wanted to work. And they worked with the knowing full well that this was for a short time. At least we hoped it was for a short time. We hoped the war would be over in a very short time, and that we could go back home and do what we wanted to do. So that was what I felt with that. Mm-hmm. With my friends, this friend that worked in the smaller assembly work, she was the same way. She went to work during the war because there was a need for workers. But she wanted to go back home and do what she wanted to at mm-hmm. home. So that was the main thing, that it was... The attitude at that time was that we knew when we went to work that it was not for all the time. It was only for a short time.
And it wasn't still in a very important short time for you, though.
Very important, yes. I'm very glad I did it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, of course, it was also a selfish part of my part, because I went for out of necessity, but also to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, but whether... Whether I would have gone just to help, I'm not too sure. You see, there you have that to think about, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was an effort for me to go. It was not something that was real easy to do. But I'm glad I did it, and I'm sure it helped our arthritis. Shook them all loose.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you've pretty well covered, Mike.